other questions because I don't know how much more I know. I met a lot of the bands, but I don't remember many of their names.
When we drove today, we drove down where you used to live in Midtown, which was the Strip area, and you pointed out there used to be a theater there or a strip club there or something. What are your recollections of when you lived in Midtown in the Strip area, of the people and the happenings and goings on a daily basis?
To me, it was during this period, you see, I was not in that social circle. I'm trying to find euphemistic ways of saying it, and I probably shouldn't even try.
Yeah,
but I was shortly proposed as a member of the Piedmont Driving Club. And I mean, there it is right in the middle of the whole scene. And many a time I would, I was deeply involved in Theater Atlanta. I was deeply involved in studying acting and taking acting classes. I loved being backstage when things were happening and feeling like I was on the inside. And that was actually an upper class part of Atlanta. And the Strip and the scene was middle class. And often the two didn't overlap.
Yeah.
On weekends, I often went to the Atlanta Yacht Club, same as Bill. And so I wasn't actively in the scene so much as I lived there,
right.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I went to two or three of the concerts in Piedmont Park simply because I could park at the driving club and walk. It may sound terribly gauche, but you know, that's still, you know, you felt safe. We had friends who lived in Inman Circle and went to Grady High School. There was an awful lot of interrelationships that you don't really think about at the time. You don't even put them together. And then later they become historically important.
What was Inman Circle like back then?
Phenomenally, very, very, the roads are identical to what they are today. I remember when the governor used to live in the governor's mansion there. And I remember when they tore it down. And I remember the house immediately to the left of the governor's mansion was Randy Wilkinson's house, because he was a member of the yacht club and his daughter and I were friends. We even dated as teenagers. And I remember when he moved away, and I remember when the governor's mansion was torn down. I remember going through Ansley Park Christmas time to see the decorations, because it was really the best decorated part of Atlanta at that time. I don't even know if it is still anymore today.
I don't know now. Yeah, I used to come and visit my grandmother, and she'd drive us over through there. She always thought it was impressive at Christmas.
And I thought it was, most times, it was very kitschy. But it was, some of it was so colossally kitschy that it surpassed kitsch, if you know what I mean. It reaches a point where it transcends and becomes a new level.
Yeah.
And that's when bad manners are, sometimes country music surpasses kitsch and becomes really fine music. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer becoming a perfect example. But I don't know what else. Ask more questions.
Well, today we drove through Atlanta, and you saw Midtown and the changes that have gone on since 1964, which you have not. You live in Africa.
Yeah.
And so you have not been here to see the changes.
Come back every 10 years, so I mean.
This change is monumental from the last 10 years.
Well, 2003 was my last trip back, and I didn't go through downtown much. My brother owned a condo in Ansley Park, and we would stay there because he let us use that flat. And so when we came back for his funeral, we stayed there too. But before that, 2000 was the previous visit. So Ansley Park and Inman, Ansley Park hadn't changed much over the whole 50 years.